Welcome to the Canadian Credits Toolkit. It's Thursday, January 18th, 2024, and I'm your host, Sam Perrin. After an unseasonably warm winter, this week of January has been a deep freeze. We've seen our properties in southern British Columbia experience frozen pipes, and heating systems are struggling to keep up. This is the time of year that contractors can make a lot of money on unprepared property owners. One of the buildings I own is managed by a third-party management agency. Things were running pretty well until a key man who worked for the heating company we used moved cities. That same heating company continued to service our heating system in this building, but the key employee who knew that building inside and out was now gone. The replacement technicians that this heating company sent to the building didn't have the same familiarity with the heating system, and the result was inconsistent maintenance and a failure to address a slump in the exhaust for the boiler system. An anchor had detached from the wall on a very long run for the exhaust, and it caused the exhaust pipe to sag. This sag caused condensation to accumulate inside the pipe, and so much water had accumulated that it was blocking and constricting the pipe and the flow of air. The fan motor in the boiler was unable to keep up because it was pushing on water instead of air. We were repeatedly replacing boiler fan motors without addressing the real issue, which was the sag and the belly that had formed in the exhaust. On New Year's Day, tenants were calling the property manager complaining there was no heat. The larger boiler responsible for the heating system is an IBC boiler, 399,000 BTU. It was installed new in 2011, so it's not that old, but its fan motor had failed again. The property manager called the heating company, who was very busy that day, diagnosed the problem as the fan motor, which was still under warranty since it was replaced last winter. They took a day to order the parts on an already short week because of the holiday, and then they were told by the wholesaler that the part they wanted was on back order. It was going to be at least 2 weeks. The heating company suggested providing the tenants with electric heaters until the fan motor arrived. When they told the property manager that, he called me to check about purchasing a whole bunch of electric heaters. So I did the math, and I found that 49 units, spending $100 or $200 or $300 per unit, depending on how many electric portable heaters we need to buy, would buy me a new boiler. Easy. The property manager asked the heating company for a quote for a new boiler to be installed right away. The new boiler was a different brand that was in stock, and it included the labor to be installed before the weekend was over and the really cold weather was going to come. And the quoted price was $19,000. I thought that was quite expensive because the boiler should be about half that, and the labor, there's no way for a day or two of labor there should be a $9,000 or $10,000 bill. And whatever the parts would be would be extra, of course. But I called a partner of mine who is in the plumbing business, and he called his wholesaler, and we found an IBC boiler identical to match the one that had failed for $9,000. It was the exact same model, so the replacement was going to be quick and easy. There was some changes needed, a little bit. So there was some parts we needed to buy, especially for the exhaust system. So the exhaust system parts were going to be about $1,000 for the different couplings and some of the new hangers and ready rod that was needed to hang the exhaust system on the new route that wasn't as long. But already it was looking pretty promising. So I called around and I found a willing and hardworking plumber that I'd worked with before, and he had a hole in his schedule. So he agreed to come out for the day to replace the boiler, and the time, including his travel time, because I pulled him from Kamloops about an hour and a half away, was 12 hours of labor. So he and his apprentice together cost me $1,500. So by spending a day on this problem out of my busy schedule, I saved this property approximately $8,000 on the boiler install, and we solved the problem without doing the band-aid solution of purchasing electric heaters, which wouldn't have done a sufficient job to heat the building, and also what could have presented a fire risk depending how the tenants use them. So we've since also had the same year boiler acts as a backup, a secondary, a smaller boiler, 299,000 BTU, it's failed. and it was looked at, and it was found to have a cracked heat exchanger. So the new larger boiler is working well and keeping the boiler warm enough, especially now that the temperatures have dropped again, but I want to make sure that I have a proper boiler for the as a backup and to support this other IBC boiler. So I've ordered the identical one, and we're going to have that installed later next week. And it's important to stick to the same model of equipment, because if you don't, then it's hard to build any expertise. It's important to standardize your equipment. And it's the same for the choices that I make for all renovations. I want to have standardized equipment because standardization saves time and money in new installs and in maintenance. So the moral of this story that I learned, and I hope that you can learn as well, is that just because there it appears to be a desperate situation, it's important to try and detach and try and think about all the possibilities. In this case, there's a crisis that I faced, and that was the prospect of 49 families not having heat. It was already minus 6 out Celsius, and the forecast was minus 30 in the coming days. So for the American audience, that's a swing from 22 degrees Fahrenheit all the way to minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's going to get cold. And when I was presented with the choice of spending between $5,000 to $10,000 on portable electric heaters or $19,000 on a boiler system, I realized that's actually a false dichotomy. Those were not the only two choices. And by taking time out of my schedule to get more information and not be pressured to make a bad decision, we got a more cost-effective, better decision and result. So if you got a problem, the only thing you should rush to do is to seek help by calling on as many partners and other service providers that you know, because sometimes you'll find a better solution, and actually the best of two bad options that you're presented is neither of them. So as you think about this episode of the ACT show, I don't only wish you a great day, I invite you to ACT. You'll be surprised at your results.